So, as usual, we want to always review what we learned in Sefer Shabbos Makasa. And so, last week, we did pages 4, 5, and half of 6. And in it, Rav Pinkus sort of taught us that there's a strong connection to the Beit HaMikdash. And when a Jew wanted to connect to a Kodesh Baruch Hu, he or she went to the Beit HaMikdash in order to feel and to sense that connection. And today, we don't have a Beit HaMikdash, but Shabbos is described as being a Mikdash in time. Heschel talks about this. Rabbi Dr. Abraham Joshua Heschel, in his book The Sabbath, talks about, you know, sanctuary and place and sanctuary and time. Shabbos is our sanctuary and time. And so if we want to connect to a Kodesh Baruch Hu, we need not travel all the way to Yerushalayim, although that would be wonderful. We instead could just travel in Shabbos. We could be entirely immersed within the Shabbos, and therefore we would also be experiencing that sanctuary with that connection to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's the address that we're looking for in the Shabbos, not necessarily just going to the Kotel. And he adds on another piece that just like at Matan Torah, there was a quiet, there was a where everything stopped. It's not that a Kodesh Baruch Hu spoke so everything stopped, but that Kodesh Baruch Hu was sort of always speaking. Kodesh Baruch Hu was always reaching out to us, but only when we're quiet, only when the world sort of shuts down, like it did at Matan Torah, are we able to hear Kodesh Baruch Hu calling us out. And so we create And I can't wait to learn together as we really start this Sefer next week with, you know, Perek Aleph, Chelek Aleph. Yashar Kovach, and see you next week.